Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know, busy day in the world of sports, you know. Of course, you know this is the season finale of Sports Urban Legend as next week a new year arrives, and it will be 2015. How you feeling, man?
Feeling good. Ready for this new year.
That's good. And I hope everybody listening out there, you know, they're feeling well and enjoying the holiday season. So, you know, in advance, you know, I wish you all a happy new year as, you know, the new year approaches on Thursday. And just want to thank you guys for listening to the show and supporting the show for all the years it's been on. So, you know, with that in mind, let's let's kick off the show with some football, you know, talk a little Jets, as Jets defeated their rival Dolphins by the final score of 37-24. You know, we're going to lead off with that, and then we're going to talk about the Giants losing to the Eagles, talk about the Knicks as they keep free falling. And we'll also talk about the Rangers, who are, you know, who's going in the opposite direction, even though they both play in the same, arena, and of course that's MSG. And of course, as usual, you know, we're gonna end the show with a little WWE news, and get some of your phone calls if you guys would like to chime in. And of course, Mac, I know you know the number is, of course,
917-388-4189. Again, that's 917-388-4189.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I felt like one of those 90s commercials operators.
Yes, operators are standing by. Well, with that in mind, let's talk about the Jets, man. And, of course, you know, the big news is that, you know, Rex Ryan most likely is going to get the axe on Black Monday, you know, for football coaches. And but before he left, you know, the Jets, man, they played their best game they've played in the past, two or three years, man. Geno Smith, man. Where was Geno Smith? Where was this Geno Smith? This was the guy that the Jets drafted.
For real.
He finally showed up. This guy was practically flawless.
Man, the Dolphins made him look like Joe Montana today.
He made him look like Joe Montana, Joe Namath.
Aaron Rodgers,
and of course their personal favorite, Dan Marino. You know, he was dominating. I mean, they were making like long passes, man. Like,
oh yeah,
they had like at least four of them or so. I lost count, man. Yeah, Decker had like a 77 yarder. Some other dude, I can't remember his name. He had like 96 or something. It was ridiculous. And before today, they probably had like three or four the whole season.
Yeah.
But
that Dolphins defense was horrible today. Horrible.
Yeah, both teams were just giving up long yardage. You know what I mean? It was like, my goodness. They weren't playing strong defense at all. I mean, the Jets, you know, they kind of played, you know, better defense towards the end. And, you know, that's highlighted by the franchise record 7 sacks versus the Miami Dolphins this afternoon. And, I tip my hat to the Jets, man. They actually showed up. They actually played played hard for Rex Ryan. I mean, they usually do, but, they really, man, you can't even – there's nothing you could really say. I mean, you know, Geno Smith was flawless. I mean – other than the fumble that he had early in the game, you know, but what can you say?
Oh, yeah, they were attacking that Miami Dolphins secondary. I mean, Miami couldn't – Jets were passing whenever they wanted to.
They
were moving the ball whenever they wanted to. And one of the highlights of the game was that Geno Smith 70-yard pass to Derek Decker, who played really well today.
Oh, yeah. They were phenomenal. I mean, last week they had good performances, but when it got down to the red zone, they coughed it up. You know, they didn't play smart. You know, but today they were firing on all cylinders, especially on the offensive side.
Oh yeah, and what about that fake punt? Was it in the third quarter? I think it was.
I think it was in the third or fourth. I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they thought he was gonna punt the ball, but instead if someone didn't trip, I can't remember who they tripped, but if they didn't stop the jet from scoring, if they didn't trip up that jet, he would have easily scored for that, scored easily, you know, a touchdown.
Yeah. That pretty much sealed the deal right there for the Jets with that fake pass.
Oh yeah.
And
that,
you know what,
awesome.
Will?
Yeah.
The Dolphins. I picked the Dolphins as my fantasy football team today, thinking that they could stop the Jets. And
sorry about that.
They gave me today?
Yeah,
how many points did the Dolphins gave me today for my fantasy football team?
How many points did they give you?
-3. They didn't even give me zero, man. And
oh man,
right now, as far as my fantasy football matchup, I don't even want to talk about that right now.
Wow.
Let's talk about the Giants.
Yeah, let's move on to the Giants. Oh man, yeah, the Giants. You know, they didn't. You know, like your fantasy football. I'm assuming you know your Giants. You know, they didn't fare too well against, you know, the Eagles. And
early on, it looked like they were going to play very well in this game. I think they started the game 7-0, I think, right?
I believe so.
And then after that, I mean, Sanchez played really well. I think he threw, what, 2 touchdown passes in this game? And Eagles also had a return block. They had a block punt return for a touchdown. And Nate Allen had a late interception. They played really well. They finished the season 10-6. Unfortunately, the Eagles are not going to make the playoffs, just like the Giants. So they're going to be going fishing with us. But,
yep.
And the Jets.
Yeah.
But Odell Beckham did score a touchdown, and I think he had 185 yards, 12 catches. So
yeah.
He's been the one bright spot for the Giants this whole season.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. And you know, the Eagles defeat the Giants by the final score of 34-26.
Yep.
And like you said, you know, Giants couldn't get that W in front of their home fans.
Oh yeah, and this might be Tom Coughlin's last game also. Possibly.
It's a possibility, but,
yeah,
you know, hopefully, they give him another shot. I mean, he won 2 Super Bowls, you know.
Yeah.
And you should give him a little bit more leeway, you know.
True.
He knows how to win, and not only knows how to win, you know, he got 2 Super Bowl rings in New York, you know.
I mean, as a Giants fan, I love Tom Coughlin. You know, he's let us... He's won us 2 Super Bowls and I think maybe, 5 or 6 playoff appearances. I forget the number. But,
yeah, that's not accurate.
But, I mean, this is the 3rd straight season we're not making the playoffs. So I think it might be time for a change, possibly, you know?
That's a strong possibility, you know. I mean, it definitely is. I mean,
Time for a change, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me, if I was Jerry Reese, you know, I'd give him 1 more year to prove himself. You know, he could still, you know, he could still do it. I mean,
yeah,
you know, his resume backs it up. You know,
true, true. But you know, hey, again, this team hasn't made the playoffs in 3 straight seasons now. You know, so that's, I think there needs to be a change. I mean, he's been with the Giants organization for almost 10 years now, so it's. It might be time for the Giants to get younger, you know, to get a younger coach, younger staff. And there's some guys out there that could be available in the off season for them to go after.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jim Harbaugh is one dude that, you know, both New York teams got their eye set on. But there's rumors he's gonna take the Michigan job, you know, in college football.
Yeah,
the Wolverines. So, ideally, you know, for me, you know, as a Jet fan, you know, I'd love to have him as the Jets head coach if they fire Rex Ryan. But,
yeah,
you know, it looks like he is going to, you know, he's going to get a lot of money from Michigan. So he's, you know, he's gonna take the job most likely. And rumors, you know, say, you know, according to rumors, you know, he believes that his style of, you know, of play is best suited for, you know, college football. So
yeah,
it looks like it's a foregone conclusion. Looks like, you know, most likely we'll be talking about that next week, you know, on Sports Urban Legend, the season premiere next week. So, you know,
Rex Ryan and Tom Coughlin change places.
I strongly doubt that. I just don't see that happening either way. That would be really crazy. I definitely don't see Tom Coughlin coming to the Jets. And I don't, Rex Ryan, I could see, if they give him the job, I could definitely see him taking it, you know, with the Giants. But I don't know if Giants
Rexon might be too much of a loose cannon for them, you know. But then again, Rexon has been humbled, you know, with the recent records of, you know, the Jets team these past couple of years.
Yeah,
so
I don't see it happening also.
Who knows?
But
I could
leave it out there.
Yeah. As weird as it sounds, I think it's more realistic to see Rex Ryan in a Giants uniform, you know, as a Giant head coach than Tom Coughlin as a Jet head coach, you know. Because, you know, Rex, I think Tom Coughlin would rather retire than coach the Jets. Or maybe any other team, really. I mean, unless if it's, I don't know. I just don't see any team out there. I don't know if he would coach the Cowboys if they would fire Garrett.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. But yeah, I just think Coughlin's gonna retire. I mean, he's what, 69 years old?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think he wants any more drama if it isn't with the Giants.
Yeah.
But speaking of drama, you know, folks, you know what we're gonna talk about. This is when everybody gets depressed. Bear with me. You know what team we're talking about. First we talked about the Giants, then we talked about the Jets. Now we're talking about arguably the team that's the best at losing in New York City. And, of course, I'm talking about mine's and yours, New York Knicks.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun. Previously from last week's episode of Sports Urban Legend, the Knicks are losing. Knicks are on a horrible losing streak. Oh, man, they can't win a game. Let's flash forward to this week's episode. Guess what? The Knicks are still losing. And yes, man, they lost yesterday to the Sacramento Kings last night. And they're going to try to snap their losing streak tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Blazers are gonna give them a can of whooped ass. Watch.
Yeah, the Knicks they trying to. Well, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, oh yes, the Knicks. They lost in overtime. By the final score of 135-129 in overtime. The Knicks was trailing 1 point by 14 points, and then they won on a huge run in the fourth quarter to tie the game. And you know, typical Knick game when they go into overtime. They go on a huge run to tie the game. They have a chance to win the game. They miss the shot, the last second shot. They go into overtime, and they literally don't score any points, and then they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Typical Knick overtime game. And if this game goes into overtime, which I don't think it will, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, the Knicks, man, they're a mess all around.
They are. Not even Phil Jackson can save them. I mean, that just shows what a horrible team we root for.
They're playing for a lottery pick that they're not even going to get.
I think they will get it because
really?
I think there's a new rule that you know you can't trade two draft picks. I think you know when they had the last lockout, I think they made a new rule that you can't two draft picks in two consecutive years.
Wait,
I think
so if they win the lottery this year, they get that pick?
I believe so.
Because don't they owe these some other teams their picks?
Yeah, I believe so. But I think this year they don't owe. I don't think they owe a pick.
Really?
We'd have to further investigate that. But I'm pretty sure we keep our pick this year.
Oh, okay.
And the Knicks are trying to snap their 7-game losing streak. And like you mentioned, there are some big men that they could be going after. You know, the Dukes, Jahlil Okafor. Trying to think of, you know, that's like one of the top guys that, you know, Knicks are, you know, rumored to be going after, you know, in the draft, next year's draft, if they can get the top draft pick, which most likely that's not going to happen, even though Knicks will lose at least 60 games for the first time in their franchise history.
Oh, yeah. The way it looks like, they might not even win 10 games.
You know, I was just thinking about this earlier today. I'm so grateful that the Knicks aren't in the MLB, because this team would have easily lost 100 games in that season.
No question.
My goodness. The only thing they're good at is losing.
Yeah, that's it.
that's literally it. And getting injured. Let's not forget that part. This team is, I mean, you could just take any episode from probably every episode except for that season when two or three years ago when they lost to the when they got eliminated by the Pacers.
Oh yeah.
Other than that, every other season that we've been doing the show, you could just take any episode from that episode, and it is basically the same thing we're saying.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's hard to watch them, you know. And like, I forget that they're even on playing. That's how bad they are.
I know. When the Knicks are good, man, and we're not even talking about the '90s Knicks. I mean, they're nowhere near the '90s Knicks.
Oh, no. I would take the 90s Knicks right now.
I wish MSG would air the old school 90s Knicks in place instead of the live Knick games. I would definitely wouldn't mind.
Yeah, for real.
Unless I know we'd play some defense.
I know, right?
And maybe we'll win the game.
Yep.
What a concept.
And I think there's someone online that wants to talk about the Knicks, too.
Oh, hey. Hello, Carla. What's up?
Hello, Carla.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, William. Hello, Macaulay.
Hey, what's up?
Long time done here.
Hey, good to have you on the show.
Yeah.
We're talking Knicks.
This is a long-time caller.
Yes, oh, yes. No doubt about that. Have you called to talk about the Knicks, you know, losing seven games in a row, and they're going to play tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers? Is that what you like to talk about, or do you have something else on your mind?
No, I don't mind. You guys are on the topic, so we'll stay on it. So,
all right.
The Knicks lost seven times. I know you both are Knicks fan. But
yeah, that is correct.
The
phone kind of broke up. Could you repeat that?
I said it's not a surprise.
Oh, of course not.
There's no doubt about that. There's, you know, that's what Knicks are good at doing. Breaking their fans' hearts.
Wow.
I can't even do for the Westchester Knicks either. If
it wasn't for Carmelo Anthony, I don't think you could tell the Westchester Knicks from the New York Knicks.
Another Knicks team?
Yeah, they recently have a minor league team. They renamed their minor league team to the Westchester Knicks this year.
Really? Everybody knows in Westchester there's no black people.
I don't know if that's relevant, but either way, the team, you know, the team isn't, you know, playing well, you know.
They're just as bad as the
because
mirror.
They don't got no black people on the
team.
Oh,
yeah. Well, the Knicks do, and it's not solving them. So, I mean, I just wish they would have talent. Shoot. Basically have any talent. But
no, but come on. Everybody knows about the episode of South when Kenny wanted to be black to play basketball.
Kyle. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I guess that's why they're mad. There's no black people on the Westchester Knicks.
I don't think we're concerned with the Westchester Knicks. We're concerned about the imposters who are dressed up as New York Knicks and getting paid millions of dollars.
Oh yeah, right.
That's what I'm more concerned about. I don't know their record. I know the New York Knicks record is 5-27, but I mean
they only won 5 out of 27.
Wow, get out of town. Westchester Knicks is better than the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
William.
Yes.
Wait, did you guys say that the Knicks is won five games out of 27?
Yes. No, they're 5-27. So they won five and lost 27 games.
Wow, that's a
lot.
Yeah,
that's what I thought you meant. Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. It is terrible.
Yeah, that season pretty much is over.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. And, but however, you know, on the other side of, the coin, the Rangers, man, they're actually,
Do they still have Stoudemire?
Yeah, but he's hurt.
They still have Carmelo, right?
Yeah, of course. But it really doesn't matter because the team isn't doing anything.
Yeah, but they have two good players.
Yeah, that's true. But Steinmeier is aging, but he's had a phenomenal season, but he's been hurt. He hasn't played.
Because he's aging? He has to wear those goggles to hide the wrinkles.
Well, seriously, he did injured his eye a few years ago, so that's why he wore the goggles. But I guess he still wears it. I don't know for fashion.
Fashion statement.
I guess so.
That's his signature.
But he's played good this year.
Yeah, he definitely has. And back to the Rangers. The Rangers are, doing well. I think they went 3-1 to the Devils.
Do you guys care about Lamar Odom?
No.
No. The funny thing is that last year he signed to be a Knick, but he never played. So, he never. Whatever happened to him?
He wasn't a good fit for the organization, I guess.
Yeah, he had a good relationship with Phil Jackson when they won two titles in LA, during their last championship run. But yeah, who knows what happened to him? I mean,
just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah,
maybe Bill Cosby kicked him off the team.
Well, that I don't even want to know. That would be another server, whole nother time. But moving on to WWE, Edge and Christian are going to, they're going to host Raw tomorrow night.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna reek of awesomeness.
And The Rock is coming back too, probably, right?
Who?
The Rock.
Nah, I doubt that. I doubt he's coming back tomorrow. Because there's rumors that he's going to be shooting movies during WrestleMania. But then again, last year they said the same thing, and he surprised people and had that segment with Stone Cold and Hogan. I don't think he's going to come back on Raw. But then again, Barclays Center, no one expected him to come either. But I don't see it. I don't see him coming, tomorrow night.
Yeah, if he makes an appearance, it'll probably be near WrestleMania, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And speaking of WrestleMania, there's rumors that Undertaker is going to face Bray Wyatt. And the rumor is that the reason why Bray Wyatt keeps beating up, defeating Dean Ambrose in this one-sided rivalry is that, they're basically... Basically, want to make Bray Wyatt, as much as a threat, in case if he does face Undertaker at WrestleMania instead of the dream match of Sting versus Undertaker.
Why don't you Sting versus Undertaker?
Hello, repeat that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, why don't they make Sting versus Undertaker? That's better.
Yeah, well, I wish to do that too, but I think the rumors are claiming that. They're afraid that, both of the guys are too old and the match wouldn't live up to the hype. So instead, Sting would most likely fight against, Triple H and Undertaker would fight against Bray Wyatt.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I even heard this rumor, read this rumor a few days ago that there might be a triple threat match. There might be one at WrestleMania. It would be Undertaker, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar for the championship. But I don't think that makes any sense.
Mm.
And Undertaker would walk out as the champion and retire. But I don't see that as a realistic scenario.
Interesting.
I don't see that happening.
What do you guys think about Mizdow?
Damian Mizdow? It's a funny gimmick, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's a funny gimmick. I mean, you know, he's definitely making the most out of the gimmick. I mean, I thought they should stick with his, you know, his original gimmick, you know, being, the intellectual savior of the masses and stuff like that, but it is working.
Yeah, it's been working out. I love it. It's his best gimmick yet.
It's very funny. I mean, I think he made the most out of it. I think the gimmick is crappy, but he's the one that's actually making it, you know,
but
making it worthwhile.
But he lost his personality.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I assume he's going to get it back or a new gimmick, you know, once he breaks away from,
everything,
you know.
Miz, though.
The Miz. Yeah.
It won't be the same, though.
What are you saying?
It won't be the same.
Well, yeah.
Him being Miz, though.
Yeah, but I guess that will happen when Miz actually attacks him.
Yeah.
Eventually attacks him and maybe calls him the tag team champion. The what?
Rose.
Oh, yeah, Adam Rose. He attacked the bunny.
Yeah, he's mean. Why can't he leave a bunny alone? I mean, it's not even
that
easy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's you know, a bad guy.
At least you could attack the bunny on Easter. He forgot to give you some peeps or something.
Or
you guys remember those peeps candy?
Yeah. Of course.
Wait, Easter?
those sponge kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Marshmallow, egg, whatever.
Yeah.
Marshmallow,
yeah.
Bird.
Exactly. So, you guys have any last comments you'd like to say?
I just want to say this is the best radio station on earth.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. And, you know, we appreciate you calling. We appreciate all the listeners and all the callers who you know, called in the past. And, you know, hopefully next year will be even bigger and better.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you'd like to say, Mark?
Check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11. Come back, check out Sports of Legends, Sundays at 6.
All right, you heard them. Check out both shows. And I want to wish you guys all a happy holidays and and a happy new year. So, see you guys next week.